Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Wednesday, 2nd September. Top stories for today. 69% of Malaysians were found to be happy with Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin's performance as Prime Minister. The survey conducted by independent pollster Merdeka Centre revealed that 9 out of 10 Malays and Bumiputera from Sabah and Sarawak gave Muhyiddin the thumbs up, while 65% of ethnic Indians and 33% of ethnic Chinese were satisfied with him. The survey was completed on August 10th. Parti Pribumi Bersatu Malaysia's Tan Sri Rais Yatim has been appointed Dewan Negara President Wednesday after winning a straight fight against Senator Muhammad Yusmadi Muhammad Yusof from PKR. Rais, who was nominated by Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin, won with 45 votes against Yusmadi's 19. Opposition senators, however, insisted the process that eventually led Rais be sworn in as Senate President was flawed and want Dewan Negara members to nominate a Senate head. A post-mortem toxicology analysis on Irish-French teen Nora Ann Quirin, who was found dead after disappearing from a jungle resort last year, did not show any trace of common drugs or poisons. Suhana Ismail, a government chemist testified at the coroner's court on Wednesday, said she found no traces of drugs after performing her analysis on 3 specimens belonging to Quarry. A male religious teacher appeared before the Kuching Sessions Court Wednesday on charges of sexually assaulting a Primary 4 female student 2 years ago. Abdul Halim Yunus, however, pleaded not guilty after the charge was read before Sessions Court Judge Jason Juga. Based on the charge sheet, the accused was charged with physical sexual assault by touching the victim's entire body in 2018 in a primary school classroom in Petrajaya. Japan's Chief Cabinet Secretary Yoshihide Suga confirms his candidacy in the ruling party's leadership election on Wednesday, a race he looks heavily favoured to win. The party also decided the election will be held on September 14th. Many party chapters will poll rank-and-file members to decide how to allocate their 3 votes. But experts say this is unlikely to change the momentum growing for Suga if the members of the 5 factions back him. 14 alleged accomplices to the gunmen who attacked the French satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo went on trial, as the country recalled 5 years on a dark episode that marked the onset of a wave of violence. Charlie Hebdo republished a series of cartoons depicting the Prophet Muhammad, including one of him in a bomb-shaped turban that stirred outrage in the Muslim world when they were first published nearly a decade before the attacks. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.